Blog Talk Radio.
You are
was. That was Wali Ali images. Images that called 80%, 90%, 100% of the problems that we have in the world. So we're in the night on this Block Talk radio station coming out of California under the guise of Amin Mohammed, who is sponsoring this show by Sister Claire Mohammed Sim School. Sim School, we hope we come into all the neighborhoods. Sim School means prayer back in the school. Mean decent teachers. Mean teachers that love to teach. Teacher that is naturally not no so-called male acting like a female teaching. No female acting like a male teaching the children. Allah should lead the child in the best way. And when you get that child confused by a person supposed to be a male and acting like a female, you're confusing the child. You're sending the child mixed signals. So we here to clear, so the Sim School will clear that up and educate our children, and first in educating our children in the belief, first not in themselves, but believe in God, and God created themselves to be the best. So we here tonight on the Block Talk radio station. First, we like to open up with a prayer call in Fatiha house. And then we'll open this prayer by saying it in the Arabic language. Then we'll come back and say it in the English translation. Humali Shaitan Rajim, Bismillah Rahman Rahim. Alhamdulillah, we delight to me. Ar-Rahman, Ar-Rahim, Maliki, Omidin. Iyaka na'budu, Iyaka nasta'in. Adini Sarata Mustaqim. Sarata Ladina Anta Walihim. Galri Maidubi Alihim. Walidolin Aymin. We seek protection with Allah from Satan, the rejecting enemy, the outcast, in with the name of God. Most gracious, Allah is most merciful. Allah is the master of the day of judgment, in which we all live, be alone, do we worship, and thy aid we seek. Allah, please always continue to show us this great way, the way of those whom thou hast restored thou faith, and not of those who rather is brought down, and not of those who go astray. I mean, we'd like to greet you again in the best of the greetings. There's no greeting equal to this greeting. This is the greeting that God recommends for us to use and remind us at the same time. It's a greeting of peace. So we greet you in that greeting of Assalamu Alaikum. Simply mean God, peace be unto you. And that obligates us to keep the peace. We are here at the Block Talk Radio Station tonight trying to get rid of the evil that this world has accepted. This world has injected by those evil people who keep a plan and a plot and a plan coming on earth. And this plot and plan is to say that God, out of all the people in the world, he picked one son. This is the root of racism. Then they used the root of racism and there were a good man named Christ, Jesus, the son of Mary. And they put all these lies on him. That he died for our sins. He gonna come back. He is the son of God. He is God. All these lies have been told on prophet. He's a prophet and a messenger of God. But look how they done used Jesus. Around the 25th of December, they used him, said, this is his birthday, and they cannot prove it. And that all the money made off that lie, all the filth going on, doing this money, all the killing, all the robbery, all the stealing go on in this month because of a lie. The jails get filled up around this time. The liquor store make more money than it make in 1 month. Sell it liquor and alcohol. The drug man get rich. The fur coat man get rich. Everybody get rich around this time. People are buying their loved ones a brand new car because they can't afford it. But they buy it anyway and get that to be seen in the eyes of men and women. So we're here tonight to hope we can stop this madness. Some people are going to go and borrow money. They ain't paid back the money they borrowed last year, and they go back to another expensive place where they go borrow money and they got to pay $30 and $40 back on $100. So some of them is debt from last year, but they gonna go and do the same thing again. Talking about they celebrating Christmas, and what they'll celebrate is a lie, and it can be proven. A lie can be proven. This lie can be proven. But the truth will, Jesus said, know the truth, and this truth will set you free. So we here, we want to free, because we have got free, from these lies. And the Bible speaks against these lies. A tree is a curse that any man that goes into a forest and cut off a tree and decorate it. Ain't that what they're doing? They're going to be decorating the tree and putting all the lights on it, putting toys under the tree that they gonna lie about. They ain't gonna say it. They put them under. They gonna tell the children that Santa Claus did it. The idea of them giving gifts is beautiful, believe me. Everybody got a gift. A family come together, eating together, praying together, and treating each other, being kind to each other. Oh, that's beautiful. But when they come together and get drunk, lust at each other, wives and girlfriends, daughters, then that's not from Christ. That's not nothing Christ. You should be connecting Christ with. So we have to come with this truth that God is one God, and they have lied on God, and they have told many, many more lies according to Scripture. Even the sound of some of them lies. He died for your sin. How can anybody die for your sin? You weren't even there. It's a lie they continue with. It's a consistent lie. God is a man. After God tell you, don't make no image of God. Well, then you said, well, we ain't saying Jesus God. We the Son of God. Well, Jesus, Son of God, he won't be a God. That's one God, too many. God said he wanted alone. He ruled this heaven and this earth. And these planets by himself. He don't need no help. He knows everything. They asked Jesus, when would he end? He said, he don't know the day or the hour. Now, God knows everything. But Jesus admitted, he said, I didn't come on my own, God, but God sent me. Can't nobody send God. God's already there. So Allah is the greatest. This knowledge has been hidden and taken away from the mass of people and have caused one people to be abusive people, who we call racist. Racist ain't nothing but abuse of power. You got to have power to be a racist. You got to have courts and lawyers and technology and all this stuff on your side to be a racist and to get away with it. But there's no getting away with it. God said, whatever you do, in this world, you're going to see the results in the next world. So we in the night with this Rock Talk radio station, calling people back to the guidance of the Creator. And we are here tonight. We welcome anybody who come, anybody who have anything they would like to say. All they got to do is match one and come into the cube, and then we will cut your mic on, and you then can begin to ask questions, comments, or give a brief talk about how you feel about things. But however, we are here tonight to get rid of and move and remind you that these images must go in order for us to have a world that we all can be proud of and live in peace. Long as the image up in the world, along with these lies are floating around in the society, then we gonna have some real problems. We gonna have some real problems. Long as the image is floating around in this world, we gonna have problems. So we get rid of these lies, then we can live in peace on this earth. We can learn to live together. How are we gonna be a good neighbor? And one neighbor think God is a man, and one neighbor know that God is the Creator of man. Ain't gonna be no peace. One neighbor got an image up in their house, and the other neighbor is trying to tell them that God is bigger than any image in that they can come up with, but they still hold on to the image. How are you gonna have some peace on earth when you can't, when you not have it seeing God correctly, holding God up as a man, a Caucasian man? Some of us so blind, we say a white man. And we ain't never seen no white man, but we still saying white man. Imam said, Imam Wazi Muhammad said, as long as we don't get this language correctly, change this language, we always going to run into these problems. It's in the language. God is a white man. I'm a black man. Ain't nothing black about me, but I got some black shoes. I wear black shoes. And Mexico, when you say Negro, you saying black item, black shoes, black car, black ties. Negro is mean something black. They don't mean a human being. But they call, they when they know we hate the word nigger, they came up with the word Negro. And Negro in Spanish means black thing. I'm not a black thing. I am a human being created by the one Creator who has planted me on this earth to be tested and see which one of us is worthy of the great reward that God has kept away from us. He has kept our sight and see, do we earn this reward? And one way we miss the reward that God has wanted to give us, and we said God got a partner. God got an equal. God sent his only begotten son. That's stupid. That is really stupid. Saying the Creator sent his own begotten son and he got killed. So how that go was another God, and then that God got killed, but he rose again. And I've been out to the graveyard. I ain't seen nobody rising up and rise and roll back the tombstone and live again. I ain't never seen nobody do that. I've been out to the graveyard. I ain't seen nobody roll back no stone. But they said God's son did. He rolled the stone back and he came out the cave. All this Hollywood messages coming to you. No people like Hollywood wrote these scriptures and put them together. Like, who did it? The so-called Jews. I say so-called Jews because nobody can really say what a Jew is. many of the Jews was dark-skinned. And many of the Jews said they believe in what Moses brought, and many of the Jews said they are Zionists. They don't believe in God. So who know what a Jew is? You can't become a Jew unless you got money and they draft you in their community, and then you got to follow all the laws that they set. Not the laws of God, but follow the laws that they set. You read the Torah and you do like them. You go to the wailing wall and you wail. But then you got your brother who's a Zionist Jew. All he wants is a dollar bill. And American dollar bill, German, Russian, Chinese, Mexico. He doesn't want a peso. He doesn't want some money in his pocket. He don't care nothing about no God and none of that stuff that God tell us to go by. Now, they might be good neighbors to each other, but in unrighteousness, they are neighbors to each other. And sticking together on what is right for them and later for you, that's caused them to stick together. But they don't stick, they teach it to other people of the world not to stick together. And that is what we have bought into. We do not stick together, but they stick together in their wrong. And because of they stick together, they got skyscrapers, they got everything they need, and they tell each other, because you were born a Jew and you do what we said do, you ain't never got to worry about anything. We Jews take care of each other. God said he made all of us from Adam. And if we are made from Adam, then we are supposed to love each other. Because God say again, the best one of us is one who obey Allah the best. So that means we all supposed to be one in kindness and respect how we look and how we physically look. Because we didn't give ourselves our physical look. The creator of this creation gave it to us for a test. Because we all passing through, meaning we all gonna die and take what back with us on how we lived our life, our legacy, how we treated the other people in our life, how we treated the land and everything else that we was in our possession. That's the test that we got to pass. That's the final exam. So we here tonight to remove those false images out of the world so we can live again. So we can live. We're not living. When you live under the threat of death because your color is dark, remind you, Imam said it's in the language. It's in the language. You can see it clearly how it's in the language. When Caucasian people, when somebody mistreat them, the first thing they holler, I'm white. You don't like me because I'm white. Ain't no, God, as Imam says, in the language, ain't no white people. But long as we keep calling them white, we keep putting them up there on top because the word white will always be better than black. The word white means pure. The word black means absent of light. It really means ignorant. It means shameful. It really means all the bad things. You know, when Mexicans said Negro, they said black thing, black tie, black shoe, black polish. So all these words they gave us to keep us in a G. And when we say that we are black people and we black and proud and we look at how we are treating each other, how we own hardly anything, how we take care of our neighborhood, what the world we got to be black and proud about? It's a trick. It's like saying Black Lives Matter. That ain't nothing but racism all over again. All life matter. All human life matter. Allah would not have made it. So when you say Black Lives Matter, you fall right back into a racist mode instead of saying all life matters. spoke to Caucasians and said, all black radio, all white radio stations. Spoke to Caucasians and said, all white a park, all white clothes, all white this. First thing you want to do is call them a racist. And you be right. So that's the same thing they said about us. We call ourselves soul brother. We black and proud. That's the same thing we saying. We're using that word black to lift each other up, to keep each. We are human beings to separate ourselves from them. Huh? And God told us to come here all together because we all come from Adam. And that's what we should be telling them and telling all the people. That you, when you kill a person, you kill a human being that God created. And God told you not to kill. So somewhere down the line, you got to pay for that. You can't just kill and walk the earth like nothing ain't going to happen. God said he sees and knows everything. And why do God tell you? He tell you that to warn you not to do it. He telling you not to fall into the scheme. And we can't keep blaming Satan and without blaming ourselves. People always giving Satan a high place in life. And Satan is nothing but influence, whispers, suggestions. That's Satan. All he do is come to you with a whisper and suggestion. He show you how to act foolish there. But you don't have to get with him and do what he do. He show you how to kill and murder. They do that every night on these TV programs, showing African-American how to blow African-American brains out. These movies. They show the women how to dress. They show our children. Beyonce, give her millions of dollars to lead our young girls to hell. Nilla Benilla, they give her $1 million to bounce her butt all over a stage and make our women think they ain't nothing but a big butt. So we allow this happen because we are not pointing it out to the masses. God said he would never change our condition until we change what's in our hearts about each other. We have to believe that. We have to keep our hearts and our intentions pure. We can't worry about the criticism coming from the criticizer. Because they're coming. They come at you when you're trying to stand up for what's right. They come at you with suggesting you that you need to sit down. They come to you with that. They come with you, you talking too much. Huh? They come to you all the things that will throw you off the track. Because they don't want you to help nobody. They don't want the people to really rise up. They really don't. I got a message from Facebook today telling me to send in a code if I want to keep talking the way I do. Yeah, so they don't want to hear that. They don't want no truth. Jesus is an excellent warner to us. When he said, know he the truth, and the truth will set you free. You got to want to know it. You got to seek the truth. You got to grab hold to it, hold on to it, and use it for your benefit. Use it like a turtle used this shell that he put himself in. God bless him with a ever-living shell that he stays in there and protect himself. You think God do all that for a turtle and not thinking about doing that for you and what he have given you to protect you from all of this mess? Al-Quran. And then give you an example of one who received the Al-Quran, and that's no other than Prophet Muhammad Ibn Abdullah. Even man, Warthi, Muhammad can't explain that to us better than any of these other leaders ever come to us. They were good leaders, but they had something missing. And what they had missing was Al-Quran. Even Elijah had something going much better. But he told you that's there to hold you to the one who will come and lead you into all the truth. They might hold on to some of the things I said and might not hold on to nothing. He warned us. But you think them leaders that we call ministers came back from Chicago and told us everything Elijah said? No, they didn't. Why? Because many of them have sold out. When you're African-American, you living, you didn't want to live. You don't care how nobody else live. Somebody can offer you a watermelon. You can damn, you'll change. You'll turn against your people to look like you for a watermelon because in your heart, the Caucasian man is the God. He is the best. He owns everything. We got to look up to him. We got to go to him for a job. We can talk about doing for ourselves, but we got to go and work for him because trying to work for each other, we're failing. That's what he put in. They put that out there. So that's why we don't have the business that we used to have. We used to have business all over, but we should have had your supermarket in every neighborhood where we live as a Muslim. And that's what Eli was trying to do, get us to put a your supermarket, your bakery, your laundry, your this and that. But we were so messed up from the plantation, we could not see that and get motivated enough to do all them things because we had so many crooks among us, thieves and robbers that interfere to keep us in our, then have messed our children up. And some of our children seen that was what we were trying to do and compass. And they went with the man. They bound up what we needed, and they joined the man. And that's what the public school was putting in them, to join the man. No matter how things look, get an education. You can't get an education, go join the army. And what did the army do? The army put in you a behavior that only the army could control. It put in you that the army is the baddest thing out there. Ain't nothing bad in the United States Army. Ain't nothing better than the Marines, the Navy, the Air Force. They put that, they drill that in you. They drill that idea. My brother came back and told me, he said, you don't want to fight the United States Army because they got weapons that you can measure up with. They got all kind of weapons that they don't never put on the market. That they can shoot that one shot and blow your house up and all this stuff. They got technology that they can put bug your. He didn't come back and tell me all that thing. He feared the army, huh? And I told him, but you gonna lose your wife because of the army because you keep letting them Caucasians come in at your house. Pretty soon you go home one day and your wife gonna be jacked up by them Caucasians because y'all love that image. And that image is respected, especially African American. We love that image more than we love ourselves. And I told my brother, I remember we getting fighting with a Caucasian man, and you, when we looked around, we might have looked and thought we gonna have to fight you, but that's what they put in us. They put all that in. They drill that in us. But so this is a new day. That's why we said remove the image, huh? Let's pass out flyers. Let's speak to our people. Sometimes you speak to your family members and you give them this information and they look at you because you growed up with them and they say, don't pay you no attention. But somebody else can come along and tell them to remove that image. They will listen. So that's the way that goes. If you can't get them to see, somebody else who is out there who preaching, they will listen to that person. So all praise is due to Allah. They ain't but one creator of this creation, but he lives and he don't die. We have to believe that. We have to believe that our prayers and our sacrifice is all for Allah. Everything that we got of good, all praise and all credit goes to Allah because Allah said he knows everything. Then he knows everything, so everything you got, he knows it for you, man. So we here tonight to just roll in that God is one. We see we got others that already have named for starting this show, and they are in the queue, and they're raising their hands, and I'm going to bring one up, one of the cohort workers, Sue Ja Muhammad, coming out of Baton Rouge, Louisiana. As-salamu alaykum, Brother Sue Ja Muhammad. Assalamu alaikum. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam.
Oh, brother. Well, you know, you got it. You know, see your hand up. You got it. Assalamu alaikum.
You doing stuff. Good job. Won't you just? No, I ain't gonna say that. But alhamdulillah,
we both on the job. We both here on the job. We spin off each other. So it's your time. Assalamu alaikum.
Alhamdulillah. Well, thank you, my son. A'udhu billahi minash shaitan rajim. But for Allah's name, most gracious, the most merciful. I also testify and bear witness that there is only one creator, one God. And I bear witness that Prophet Muhammad, Christ Jesus, Moses, Abraham, Noah, Lot, all those great men was God's servant. They wasn't the children of God. They served at God. You know, they wasn't the son of God. God say that if he wanted the son, he could have got him anything he want out of that which he created. He created everything. You know, we gonna constantly show you and reason with you. In reference to that idea been put out that God has a son, that Jesus is the Lord. You see, yeah, it's Christmas is coming up. You know, now there's another lie gonna tell us about Jesus. You know, and all these things are not real. You know. So we is putting it out, the truth. We're putting the truth out. So when the people know the truth, then they can make a decision. You know, if you don't make no decision, well, everything keep going the way it's going, you know. But brothers and sisters, it's time for us to unite. You know, if the African American, all different religions, you know, don't come together and unite, you know, well, you know, we're not gonna have anything. We're not gonna have no power. Our power only comes when we support each other. Make no difference whether or not you're a Christian, a Muslim, a Jew, or whatever. You know, we got to support each other. And when we support each other, then we're going to see some real power. Real power. You know, and Shaitan knows this. That's the reason Shaitan practice division, to keep you divided. Because he know if you come together, he ain't got no hope. He don't have no chance. But he knows how to make us fight each other. Stand up against each other. You know, and we would never be able to come together against him, against Satan. So that's the problem, brothers and sisters. We done prove over and over that God don't have a son, and that Jesus is not God. You know, we done prove that over and over. But it's a matter of us coming together. It's a matter of if we wanted a building to establish something in, you know, the Jew, the Christian, you know, the law, everything, try to stop the Muslim from getting land, buildings, you know, properties and things like that. But it's no problem for them to get one of those. It's no problem for them to get a place to establish something that they want in the society. There's no problem for them to do that. So we want to be able to come together, and then we have the power. Nobody can stop us then. If we support each other, it's a matter of just letting, you know, each other know what we want. And if we're in unity, we'll get it. Or else somebody else will have to suffer the consequence. They know that. They know that. So we got to quit shooting in the wind, you know, and quit destroying our own power, fighting against each other, lying against each other, practicing deception with each other. We got to stop that. It's time for us to get a share of this real estate and establish something where we can show that we do care about this country. We care about the human being. We want for our brother what we want for ourselves. We want to show that we come in control of wealth, that wealth won't control us, but we'll control wealth. Some people can't own wealth or can't handle wealth, and they show us that every day, brothers and sisters, that wealth held them. They can't handle wealth. So that's what time it is. You know, and they know this. They know just from the idea and the fight that we're putting on that there's nothing like God. That alone will show them that they can handle anything. Because the psychiatrist says that the biggest, one of the main reasons for mental illnesses is false worship. And most of the people out here in the society is mentally ill. You can just see what's going on. Cut on the news. Most of them is mentally ill. So what that tell you? That they are offering to false worship. They're not saying all praises is due to God. So that's what time it is. It's time for us to unite, brothers and sisters. That's what I'm calling for. A unity between the younger peoples, a unity between the religions, the different religions, you know. And let's start establishing things where we will start supporting each other. We'll support our young people that goes off into business. He don't have to look for customers. He gonna have too many customers. It's just gonna be a matter of him controlling the wealth. He gonna get wealthy, controlling the wealth and managing his business. Don't run out of things. That's one of the problems that they have in some of the businesses today. You go there and get something that's good or you like, and they out of it. How you gonna get wealthy? So we have to come together, brothers and sisters. We can talk all we want to. We can flash show people that we command this and we command that, and we can quote this and we studying this, and we together, we got our little game. You know, we'll come together. Hey, that's now all that happened in the past. That's just a repeat. I can show you that exact thing in the Quran. I can show you the exact thing in the Quran. We catering to each other. Glorifying each other. I can show that in the Quran. The Quran say that the hypocrite, they support each other. That's what they say. Say the hypocrite supports each other. But you say, well, then that means they got power. Yeah, they got power. They got power. And Allah is giving them enough time and power so they can reveal all the hypocrites. So he can break all of them down at the same time. It's a test, brothers and sisters. That's what it is. The believer can support each other, but we support each other in righteousness. In righteousness, you know. Allah asks us to rise up and support each other in righteousness. That's the only way we're gonna have power, brothers and sisters. I'm repeating this over and over and over and over again. You're not gonna have no power unless we support each other in righteousness. The image that they put out there, brothers and sisters, is very effective. It's very effective. The white man believe he's God. He can show you all the things that he has, and you know that he control all the money. He have all the wealth here in America. He got the material. He got the material power, and he has all the sophisticated weapons. He have all that, brothers and sisters. On islands, 4 and 5 homes. Spread it out. Owns them. Bank account in different countries. The money that some of them got, they can't spend it in 8 or 9 lifetime. They can't spend all the money that they got. That's how much money they got and money that they're making. And look how they treat their brothers, African Americans, their fellow citizens, you know, that stand up with them to fight anybody that goes against America. Look how they treat us. First thing, they should stand up against that image. That's the first thing. If they are truthful, stand up against that image. Because they supposed to be ahead and standing for justice for all here in this here country. There's a constitution that is already put forth to protect our rights as Americans in this here country. So, brothers and sisters, we gonna continue asking for the removal of all racial images out of worship. Anything that portrays God, are we gonna stand up against that? Are we gonna continue asking for the support of our younger people that's going into business? We gonna continue asking to be able to get a real estate to establish places for our senior citizens, build our academies for our younger peoples, for education, establish places where we can have socialization. We can socialize. We can come together and meet each other. Our young folks can have an atmosphere that is respectful, that we can meet each other and get married and have children and grandchildren. We got to do that, brothers and sisters. Thank you for this opportunity. I still have that flu-like symptom. I'm all right. I don't have no fever or nothing like that. You know, but it seems like I get tired. So praise be to Allah. We gonna yield. We gonna turn it back over to Brother Akbar. I came to you in peace, gonna leave you in peace. Of Assalamu alaikum.
Assalam. I can hear your voice, brother. You were doing okay now. Hoping that you could. Well, anyway, I pray to do to Allah that you made a statement. I say we're ever unified to the good people of this world. Get decide to come together and take it back from the bad people, or wean it back from the bad people, because they're not in charge. You know, they can't. The riches they enjoy, they got it off our back. They got the most of it off the slave back. Disadvantage, this disenfranchised, however you want to put it, got it off our backs. But Allah will allow us to get it back. Allah will allow us to get it back. And what will get it back? Our unity. Because it has been our disunity that caused it to leave. But we was like a full glass. I mean, we had education, we had doctors and everything, carpenters and everything. But they emptied all that out in order to put us in this condition. Who emptied it out of us? The ungodly people. They had to be classified as the ungodly people. You have to tell a lie on God. You have to come up with a lie scheme that God got a son. Then you are, when the people are alive and they can see better, they can understand that you are ungodly. Them people was ungodly. What put us in this condition? And when we was in the condition, we still had a nerve to say that you look like God in the face, but you act like the devil in your heart. And that's what they did. But they was misled. Imam said they was in caves. They was in unhappable place, but the real rough place. And somebody came to them and told them that God came in your image. Don't you know that blowed their head up? When I was in the Nation of Islam and I was told that God was a black man and I was a God, that blowed my head up for a while. So I started thinking. I started really reaching out and thinking. And really thinking about that. If we God, why are these people that not God over us and controlling us like they do? So this is what they did. They brought out questions that made us want to think, made us want to get a better education. And Imam, when he came on, that's what he pushed for us to get a better education. We ain't got to sell so many papers, but get out there and get an education and get a good job and take care of your family. Take care of your, learn about Prophet Muhammad. I'm going to teach you about Prophet Muhammad. And that's what had to happen. We didn't know nothing about Prophet Muhammad until Imam Wahdi Muhammad come in on the scene. And these other people talking about they know about Prophet Muhammad, but why didn't they do what Imam done? When he know what he knows about it, why did they exceed him? Why they didn't make the message clear? So we know we got people to come among us and say things. We know we can see them being jealous, still being a Negro, being one who hate anybody that look like them, and trying to be successful. We been made like plantation made it like that. Many people wanted to run, but the ones who know what you're going to run, they went and told the master. And he beat you to death and cut your legs off where you couldn't run. So all these things happen to us. Many things happen to us that we don't have time to discuss all of them. Allah knows. But they happen to us not by godly people, not by white people, but by the people who have been made evil in their hearts. They were made evil in their hearts. They was cold as the climate they came out of. And then they were told God looked like them and came in their image. It made them even worse of many of them. But many of them we were changed. We changed them by our sweet demeanor. We went to church. We kept our clothes clean. We spoke. We tried to speak good English. We kept our homes clean. We spoke to each other. We treated everybody right. They seen that. And they still got jealous and envy of us. I know around this time of year, in 1963 or 65 or 1950, people had a better mentality toward themselves. Everybody spoke starting around about Thanksgiving, spoke good morning, happy new year, and all this, Merry Christmas, and all this. Everybody had a toward each other. But soon as new year come, they went back with that ugly spirit, that ugly heart, that ugly way of doing things. I remember. So all we need is the truth. We set that free again so we can love each other and put down them things on white and black. It really does. And then you're going to look at no TV, it's an all-white TV. You know, you ain't going to do it. Come on, TV, all white folks have. We need to cut that. We bought into that. I'm black and proud. I'm black life only matters. All black life matters. All human life that God created matters. When you get rid of that kind of language, you make us equal, see each other as equal. And any Caucasian who want to see himself better than us, we have to shame him. How do we shame him? By telling him Christ didn't come in your image. He didn't look like you. You stole this land. That's telling the truth. When you got here, we was already here. We see that now. Y'all kept the truth from us. Y'all was the master deceiver because you kept all the truth for us and fed us all the lies. And still, some are still operating on them lies in our family life. Huh? You a good Christian. How you going to be a good Christian? You got an image in your life after God that don't make names. They've been tricked. They've been lied to. They've been deceived. And we had to explain to them, you've been deceived. Sister, that picture you got on your wall, that picture you carry in your heart, talking about you love Jesus and then you love everybody. You ain't nothing but a liar. Jesus said you're a liar. Jesus said, how can you say you love me and you see me every you ain't seen me, but you see your brother every day and you have no love for your brother. Jesus said, you just telling a lie. You just a big liar. Why didn't preacher tell that? Why don't TB Jake tell that on the show? Why don't TB Jake tell the people that Jesus said one will come out to him and lead us in all truth? Why don't they say, why don't Gino and Jenny tell them that? They speak around the misled and misguided scripture that those people put together with their hands and put in there to keep the people in darkness. That's all they quote on. At least some of them got sent enough to say that they got faith to stick their hands in Ralph's neck. You won't find too many African American preachers saying that. You won't find them saying that. All right. But you will find them talking about Jesus turn another cheek, turn your one. But them same preachers is not going to go tell no army to tell to turn the other cheek, no police department to turn the other cheek, no neighbor, Marines, or Air Force to turn that. But they'll tell you do that. You got faith, you'll turn the other cheek. You'll give them your hat, but they take your coat. Hey, that's in the scripture. So we here to tell you there's some truth in there, and there's some lies. If you don't separate them, you're going to always find yourself in the darkness. As the scripture said, as the blind lead the blind, they all fall in the ditch. And many of them will sing and shout and fall all down. They ain't no more. They ain't no different than them falling in a ditch. So all praise are due to Allah. Allah is the greatest. Allah is so great, he had no truth be destroyed. So anybody like to say make comments, ask a two-jaw question, or ask somebody a question, then feel free to do that. All you got to do is match one, and you'll be brought into the queue, we call it. And when you match that one, there's a little bit of hand comes up on the board that shows that you are ready to ask a question or make a comment or give some suggestions. So all praise are due to Allah for this blessed night on this light, on this message of concern. We know we're on the lifeline today. They had plenty. They had the doctors. They had the Ron and they had the sister. Man, I can't think of. The nurse was on there. And all of them were bringing some good information about viruses coming. And they were talking about that new virus that have come out. And this virus is rougher than the other virus. And they were talking about China leaders have gave them hardly any good medicine to get rid of the virus and to keep them locked up like they some kind of. And they process and they fighting and getting killed and they're in a turmoil that they're fighting the government. People got tired of being oppressed, and that China is oppressing a regime. But his time is up. When the people reject that kind of treatment, then Allah is with them. God, Allah said he don't want oppression on nobody, and they are oppressing the people. We know they are oppressing the Muslims, so they ain't nothing good come out of China until they stop their oppression. Allah said he will never change their condition until they change what's in their heart, and they got to have a hurry up and get a big heart change because they have lied, communist idea. So I still don't see no one, but I would like to ask Suja, do we feel like talking anymore, before I take a break, and you want to come up and talk a little more, Suja? Nobody else raising their hands. Are you there, Suja?
Okay, I was nodding.
Yeah, I'm afraid of that. Yeah, come on back in, spill the beans some more. Come on back and share that information. And help us, inshallah.
No.
Turn it back over you, and I get it back soon you get tired. Because nobody else is sitting there and not raising their hand. So you got it, Brother Suja.
Okay. Wait a minute. I got it, but I don't have it. Okay. A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytan rajim. With Allah's name, most gracious, the most merciful. I bear witness and testify that there's only one creator, and I bear witness and testify that Prophet Muhammad, the peace and blessing be upon Prophet Muhammad, is the seal of the prophet, messenger of Allah, God's servant. Again, I'd like to give all the believers, the greeting of peace. As-salamu alaykum. Well, it's, what time it is?
It's 24 after 1000.
Okay, so this should be time for business, community conversation.
Yes, sir, go ahead, yes, sir.
It's really time for us to come together, establish businesses, and get some of this dunya, and really see what we can do, we have BUII is is producing cal. I mean, not cal, but calendars. And so we gonna be selling calendars. Brother Akbar, Brother Mubarak, Brother Shuja, and Sister Lala, Sister Daya, and Sister. So we gonna be selling calendars. It ain't gonna be no end to it. So we asking everybody to support us in selling the calendars. And it's basically gonna show you exactly what we was talking about in us coming together. It's gonna show the power of us just coming together, selling the calendars, buying the calendars. I'll get a certain amount of them so you can sell them, and we all do the same thing, you know, sell the calendars, and we're selling the calendars for $15, and we have $3 for the shipping fee and things like that, and $2 for the person that's selling it. You know, we asking everybody to get at least 100 calendars. If you can get 100 calendars, you know, you're making $200. I mean, off the sale of those 100 calendars, $200. You know, and you selling the calendars to people that you know. When they see the calendar, they read the calendars, they gonna buy them. We haven't had no problem in people buying the calendars. I'm telling you the truth. It's just a matter of us producing enough of them where we have enough calendars to stay in business. You see, that's one of the things I was talking about earlier. You can't run out of the product. You got to have the product, you know. And so that's what we are doing. We need a print machine. We need a commercial print machine. And you say, well, why don't you get some company to make it? Brothers and sisters, these people's prices is so high. It's unbelievable. You know, I had one person was telling us that they had to charge us $25 for one calendar. Now, that might be a joke, sound funny to you. You might not believe that, but that's what he told me. $25 for one calendar. We don't sell a calendar for only $15. So that's what we're dealing with, brothers and sisters. We're going to have to come together and do things for sale. You know, these people out here that's in the business market out there, and they don't have no competitors, they don't have nobody to compete with them. They're able to give you whatever price they want to give you. And that's what they're doing. You know, they're asking for ridiculous prices. And in some cases, they are getting them. They're getting these ridiculous prices. Look at the supermarket when you go into the supermarket. When you go into the mall, look at the prices, how high things are. Things that cost a dollar and a half is $4.50 now. $4.50. Things that was $5 is $15 and $20. Things that used to be one price, they done triple, the cost and triple. These are facts, brothers and sisters. After a while, we're not going to be able to buy food. This ain't no joke. We're going to have to go into our own business. I keep telling you that. We have to grow our own food. If these people ever decide not to sell us food, we're going to be in trouble. It's definitely gonna be a walled in. There's gonna be a wall, cause the people is not gonna starve to death. They gonna definitely support their family and their children, things like that, wives. But that's what we heading for. They're going to get to the point where we're not going to be able to buy gas. We saw this here before. Where the people just got in line pushing the gas, and the gas ran out. The gas actually ran out. It ran out of gas. And nobody wanted to leave because they'll lose their spot. That's what time it is, brothers and sisters. This ain't no joke. These people are serious. The people that's already in good shape, the Uncle Tom Negro and these racist Caucasians, in position where they think that this is gonna be progress for them. They really gonna benefit. They feel like they're gonna really benefit from this. The Uncle Tom Negro just don't feel like he have nothing to worry about. He with Master. There's no way Master gonna turn his back on him, cause he was a faithful Negro. But when it come down time to prove, you gonna see what he care about you. When it come down to food, F-O-O-D, money ain't gonna mean nothing. F-O-O-D is gonna be the show enough test. That's going to be the show enough test for us. So that's what time it is, brothers and sisters. We are living in a time right now where people's kind of figure out how they can do things where they can control right now. I won't be surprised if they're not creating these viruses and things where they can kill millions of people at the same time. Or at once. Where they can control people with these viruses. I won't be surprised. I was looking at the program they had on television today about China. They said that China manufactured this virus. China knew about the viruses dealing with some bats, you know, and they had to decide what they're going to do with all this power. If they have a virus that can shut down a whole country, what are they going to do with this empire? And then America sees a finger is trembling. She's getting ready to get her bombs, atomic bombs and things in position. You know, she will drop one on you. She dropped one on Hiroshima. Then turn around and drop a nothing on Nagasaki. She will drop one on you. You talking about putting the virus on America? I don't know how far you think you can get with it, but America will stop it. So we in some serious condition. We in some in a serious situation. We don't realize how serious this is. But the handwriting is on the wall. That we may not be able to go and get food. The handwriting is on the wall, brothers and sisters. And we're going to have to think more serious about us getting farmland and producing food and growing food for ourselves. But because when it come down to it, these people got all kinds of guns. They done made a hobby of making guns. It's been a hobby. So they got all kinds of guns. Well, what else could I say? Again, let's come together and support each other and establish businesses and be competitors in this society. I came to you in peace. I'm going to leave you in peace. As-salamu alaykum.
Well, look at Salam. Excuse me. Good advice. That's all we giving on him. Good advice. We have no more power than that. To give good advice. That's what the Quran is giving, the top notch. Al Quran is giving top notch advice. You don't love your enemy. You try to get rid of your enemy, terminate your enemy. Be kind and hope your enemy go away. But the word itself means to stay away. Enemy means stay away. Enemy, image. And we got to get rid of all of them so we can live, the good people. The bad people are united and they are together. Umalay Shaitan Rajin, Bismillah Rahman Rahim. Ashadu Ilah, Ilaha illallah, Ashadu Ilah, in the Muhammad and Rasulullah. We only bear witness and we testify. There's no God but one God whose proper name is Allah, and Allah have given these books, and we need to get the best out of them so we can all live in peace. And we would never be able to live in peace with one people got all the food, got all the guns, got all the factories, got all the oil, got everything they need, and they hate you because they said they are white people, and you are black, and you got a curse on you, and God and the world would be better off with you. This is the attitude of those ignorant people. This is their attitude. The world would be better off without you because you lazy. Now, you had businesses. You were doing for yourself. And they dropped bombs on Arizona. So everything they going to tell you is to lead you away from the real truth. They ain't going to never tell you the truth. See, that's why they went to Lago to get that information that Trump took there, because they don't want you to hear the truth. And that's why lies always dominate this land. Christopher Columbus discovered America. Santa Claus. All these are a number of major lies that trap people and put people in a jig. Yeah, I know people, you go to these little country towns, some of them borrowed money last from these loan sharks. That's all they hear when you go to a shop and pay here, loan you the money, get up to $5,000, and you pay almost $6,000-$7,000 back. And number loan sharks, Tiger Palms, and all them these places ain't number loan sharks allowed to operate in our society. And who they get rich off? The poor. A lady take her car there, pawn her car to get her children some toys and enjoy a lie called Christmas. And then she get where she can't work or get sick. They come out there and take her car. And she has no way to get to work now. She called herself celebrating a lie called Christmas. This happens and repeats itself every year. Our people, they celebrate one day and cry about 10 days or 30 days, maybe 60 days for the hell that after they can't pay that bill back. So who will sound their alarm? We have to sound their alarm. Our people are living on the street. And when I say our people, I'm talking about the any man and any woman who is needy. That's our people. Ain't got nothing to do with color. So like somebody come out with a white afro cone. You wouldn't like the word white man supermarket. You don't want to hear that. But yet you want to say Black Lives Matter. So we got this, the man says it's in the language. So we have to change the language. We had to get rid of those words that all call itself make us stand out. I'm a black man. And Maynard Jackson, his hair was straighter than a Caucasian hair. He was lighter than most Caucasians who was pink and red. Most of them are that, like that color. They pink and red. And Maynard Jackson ran for office and he was voted in by the majority of the people were African Americans. But Maynard Jackson, because he had that good hair and straight hair, he thought he could go to the barbershop in the city hall where he was the mayor. And they told him that could no nigger come in. Now he'd over the city hall, but he couldn't go in there and get no haircut. Because the Caucasian barber said they don't want no niggas in there. And this has screened the native. So it's all messed up, the world. And we can't leave it like that. Our children are going to suffer like we did. We somewhat suffered. I remember them days. They were better days than they are now. But they were cruel days because anything could happen. We had no protection under the law. Seeing our people gambling and running and the police shooting point blank at them and not hitting one of them, then the law was protecting us when we was in that kind of ignorance. But that protection is gone because too much truth is there. Too much truth. Huh? Too much truth. I didn't notice my granddaughter. She's celebrating Christmas. She grows up with a Muslim, got a Muslim name. Oh, Christmas, I'm enjoying my family all on the internet. Man, these people get your child and have your child Christmas this and Christmas that now. And they, all the choir singing. And soon as the Caucasian people mistreat one of them, they want them, they Muslim that. Huh? Well, we don't need that kind of Muslim. We got to be Muslim 2024 itself. And like Sujal said, we need farmland. We got to grow our own food. We're gonna look very sick going in front of the food store and ain't no food in there because the Caucasian people won't bring it to our neighborhood. Don't allow it to be brought to our neighborhood. But we get what we strive for. So you can warn. If you don't heed the warning, then you deserve the punishment that caused that warning. You deserve the punishment that you earned. And it's coming. That's why I'm trying. Always trying to grow food. Always grab me some scrubberdown seeds. Out of scrubberdown. I don't know if they're going to grow or not because these people don't mess these seeds up. I got all kind of seeds that I've been holding, that I've hold on to, trying to grow some plant, grow some turnip greens, collards, and there, and you know, I don't know what caused my two or three fruit trees. I don't know if it's in something that, in the air that's killing my fruit trees, or black plum, and three of my palm trees, one of my peach trees died. And, you know, my pear tree still live, but my palm tree, they gone. Just about all gone. I don't know if the sun, I don't know what, something in the air, something in the soil, but whatever it is, our children, we don't get them to be scientists, study the sciences of the world, read, study the creation, and come up with things that are going to make things grow properly without messing the seed up, because we got to reverse what we got to reverse our children. We have to reverse that. Seed, good seed. They only grow 1 year and they can't get no more crop from the seed. What kind of wicked man would do something like that? And then you're going to call that wicked man white? Oh, evil. That's evil. And a white man never kills no black man. Evil man kills a good man. Two good men became one became evil and killed another good man. That's how that go. But never has a white man ever killed a black man, because God didn't make none. He didn't make either. He made us human beings. And when we forget that we are human beings, then would the evil come out of us. Inferior evil, or big head evil, or evil that's uncontrollable, it comes out. Come out in the courtroom when they sentence us, and when they sentence each other, love come out. They get a slap on the wrist. We get the book and chair and everything else thrown at us. So Allah done bless us to come alive to see this. And we want to reverse this. And yeah, we had to vote and get these kind of people out. But while we vote, we got to warn the people who vote for a candidate what they should expect for that candidate and what we should be looking for in the future from that candidate, so we can get some help. We had candidates, but ain't got all and no help from them. Not even Barack Obama. He ran a good race. He won because he supported things that God don't support, and homosexuality. And somebody said, well, he had to go along with it. No, he didn't. That's a heaven and a hell that he should be trying to get in. The heaven, he shouldn't be trying to bring no homosexual. That's a record in the books that condemn homosexuality, two men and two women getting married. Albert Slim was a pimp. And he pimped women. But when he had some girls, he was more in line and taking care of them, make sure they wouldn't go get pimps, or making sure as long as he lived that they weren't going to get misused like he misused a woman. Like he used his psychology to treat a woman like an animal that she loved, and no matter how he treated her, how he talked to her, all they did was psychological, made her love him. But the Jew taught him how to master people, or those women's minds. A Jew. So all praise is due to Allah. So they got us scared to even bring up the word Jew now. Like I said, so many Jews, Zionist Jew, rich Jew, a Jew say he believe in Moses and believe in God, the well-and-wall Jew that well all day at the wall. So you got many Jews. But do you have people that believe in God and obey God? Because we know a lot of Jews don't like Jesus, because Jesus told them in the Bible that their father was the devil and the work their father's going to do. And they know about that. See, the African-American, they don't even quote that. They don't go near that verse in the Bible. So they said, they'll tell you, I love the whole Bible. Then to go near this right here, what Jesus told the Jews, that they were their father was the devil and the works. Go near that verse. No, you had to pull a gun out on them to make them go against that verse there. So all praises are due to Allah, and Allah is the greatest. We live and we die to go back to Allah. We're not going back to no Jesus, Moses, or Prophet Muhammad, may God peace be upon us. They told us where we going. They told us what's going to happen to us if we don't obey. That's what they came here to do, and that's what they did. But you hear the preacher telling that? No, the preacher telling that pass-me-down lie that Christ Jesus is the Son of God and could be God. We see what they're doing. They're leading the people astray at a miserable price, at the value in what they earn in this world. They decide to lead the masses that come and hear them away from the truth. And that's exactly what they're doing. They get something here. They get a gold cup to drink their wine out of. They get some nice suits and ties and probably get a nice old automobile to ride in. And eat maybe some good food. They eat the best. Stay in a nice home. And people look up to them. They get all of that. But is it worth that to lose their soul? Is it worth that? So that's what they got to worry about. If they worth that, they gain the whole world, but they lose their soul. So all praise are due to Allah. If anybody else got anything to say before we get ready to shut this section down and get ready for tomorrow, all you got to do is match one and come into the queue. That's what we're saying. All praises are due to Almighty God, that one creator of this creation who lives and never died. There's nothing that you can imagine that God is. God is bigger than anything we can imagine. If the universe is out there, then Almighty God, Allah, is bigger than the universe. So I see I got my brother, Muhammad Sharif. I'm going to let him come in and say what he got to say. Inshallah.
As-salamu
alaykum, Brother Muhammad Sharif.
Wa alaykum as-salam, Brother Egbar, Brother Suja, everyone else. I just want to say this is an excellent presentation.
Yes, sir.
Nothing else needs to be said. You shut it down when you get ready and be ready for tomorrow.
Yes, sir. Alhamdulillah.
Well,
you had to say, and then you want to close out, you can. We love you zone, and we know that we hear you all the time doing a good work on the Lifeline, and know you, wherever you go, you're doing a good work, you and your wife. May Allah continue to bless both of you. We would like to hear something from you. You got it, Brother Chief.
Yes.
You have 7 minutes.
Praise be to Allah. He said, thank you for giving me the opportunity to our fatha and close down, but I'd just like to follow good leadership. Now let you thank you for the opportunity, but I sure would like to let you, your brother Suja, close down.
Yes, sir. Okay. Well, it's okay. I'll let Suja close down if you don't feel like it. Yes, sir. Suja don't mind.
Alhamdulillah, no problem. I owe the Rahim and the Shaitan Rajim. With Allah's name, most gracious, the most merciful, master of this day of judgment. Thee alone do we worship, and thine aid do we seek. Show us the straight way, the way of those whom thou hast bestowed thy mercy and grace, not of those whom thy right, whom thy hand, none of those whom who go astray. I mean.
I mean. Everybody at this job, if you don't get any better, I'm going to be getting on a plane and bringing some cast off.
I'm going to lie. I'm taking that honey and olive oil.
Oh, yeah, you'll be all right in a day or two. You're going to stay, stay in the house.
I'm going to give me some dates.
I'm going to eat some of those.
He said eat at least seven.
Okay. Yes, I'm going to the Mac to get me a case. They $50. So I'm going there and get me a case.
They high, brother. They high
in
Georgia Pine.
Yeah, see the hook chain when everybody else went up, they went up. Some of us went up. But we were getting a plate of food at the restaurant for $12, $9 to $20.
It's not bothering Uncle Tone. He can go on with anything.
He
think the master is gonna save him.
Yeah.
The white man is his savior.
Go ahead. That's it. I agree with
that's
you.
That's his savior.
I never could figure out why would African Americans fight for the South to keep themselves in slavery, and you said it because they were promised something they weren't gonna get.
Yeah, they fought for the North and the South.
Yes, sir, for the North. Yeah, they're still federal soldiers still come together now, African Americans. And come together and brag about
it? But you know what? This black man down south, he's different. He's different. He'll kill a white man so quick, it give you the swimming in the head.
Yeah.
I'm talking about he wasn't worried about him going to prison. He going to die, because all the time he going to be trying to stay in the right. And so when he take you out, he ain't going to take you out and he's wrong.
Yes, sir.
You see, that's what motivated him.
That would motivate
him. That's what I'm telling you was motivated him. They try to stay in the right.
But it's going to be a different story when they're hungry. I believe that.
Oh, yeah, it's going to be more desperate.
Yes, sir. Well, thank everybody for coming on. May Allah continue to bless us. Hope to hear y'all tomorrow and go feel better, Sujah. Let's keep up our prayer and pray for our sick brothers and sisters.